Blog Talk Radio.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
You hate gender?
Yeah!
Then get the brand new, androgynous, action person, G.I. Pack!
Cool!
G.I. Pack gets rid of all the fun and excitement of G.I. Joe's and replaces it with self-righteousness and anger!
This dino won't tell me its pronouns. Take a risk, Nazi!
G.I. Pack comes with awesome accessories, like a commuter bike, a sword latte, and a cell phone with instant outrage self-reaction!
Pro-life people should die!
But look out! Here comes G.I. Pack's greatest bow!
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
Mike Pence!
Mike Pence and the evil right-wingers will stop at nothing to destroy G.I. Pack and except for you to fight back!
I won't share a meal with another woman unless someone else is present.
Right side of history! I'm dead!
Now you know your gender identity! And knowing is half the battle!
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
Hey everyone, come check out the Proof Negative Radio Show here on FreedomizerRadio.com, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast as we fight the New World Order and rock the health freedom world together. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
We'll be right back.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. Thank you so much for joining our humble abode tonight. We'll be discussing various New World Order topics over the next 3 hours. Dahl, as usual, is going to join us here in just a second. We also have our guest today, we have a lady named V who is going to spill the beans on the police force in, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the location just yet, so we'll wait on that. However, we can have your calls as well. So if anyone out there wants to be a part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I'll make it a point to bring you into the conversation here. All right, so Dahl, welcome in.
Thank you, Proof. Good evening, everybody.
All right, it's taking me a minute to get these audio clips that I wanted today because I had to download a whole new platform. So I'm uploading as we speak here.
Oh, well, since we're going to be talking about the socialist dystopia that is well on its way, already has taken seed in America, I am reporting tonight from Washington State. Land of tyrannical Governor Jay Inslee, who did a press conference today, and announcing rolling back counties from phase 3 to phase 2, and some of them potentially into phase 1.
Really?
And it's,
so it'll be
just like
it was in its infancy.
Exactly.
Wow.
In the metrics. Proof, the metrics, they're just not there. The science doesn't lie. And when you look at these numbers, you got to ask what's up with these numbers. And just recently, I do not have the person's name, but I recently heard an interview with this gentleman whose mother sadly died of pancreatic cancer. We've heard this many a time, that people that were very, very sick prior to even COVID showing up, and the woman died from pancreatic cancer, and they listed it on her death certificate such as that. Well, just prior to this guest review, prior to this gal dying, her son tested positive for COVID.
Oh.
And his job required him to test every day until he was negative, and then he can't come back. So this one person whose mother did not die of COVID, they put it on there, there was no evidence of it, but he tested 6 times positive.
Okay.
Now, and those 6 times went on the county's metrics. For one
as
case,
six different
was
cases.
Counted 6 times. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So each time you go and you get retested, they are labeling that as a new case. And from what I understood from this interview, this is not unprecedented. And people have been saying this for a long time. Hey, I had to test again and again and again. Well, every time that person tests, so that's not a new person. testing. I mean, at this point, if you look at the numbers in the state of Washington to as a fatality for a healthy person with no comorbidities, and even some people with some morbidity issues, it's not there. The science isn't there to add up. Nothing's adding up anymore. And I believe that this is getting away from them really quickly, and the only way that they can continue to squeeze the American people is to continue this charade, because they don't have anything else they can do right now. This is it.
Yeah, there are other states that physically don't have the numbers. They're saying that they're relaxing some restrictions against their will, because they can't inflate the numbers. They have been inflating, and they're at a point where they're running out of ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're getting to this point, too, where people just, they are not buying it anymore. I mean, it's one of those things. So in the state of Washington, you have, I would say, 1 in 15,000 chance of being struck by lightning, and 1 in 10 million that you may get COVID and get hospitalized. Doesn't mean you'll die, but, you know, you're hospitalized.
Yeah, that's just to get hospitalized. So you probably have a better chance of dying of a spider bite than dying of COVID.
Exactly. And it's really sad that this is where it's gone. You know, the flu didn't happen this year. We all knew it happened. I'd say about 90% of people thought they had COVID were just sick with the regular old flu we get every time. But now, kind of going back to the state of Washington again, now a couple of the universities have announced that anybody that wants to go to in-person learning has to have the COVID vaccine and a vaccination card to prove it. And these college institutions, two of them that they're mandating at, University of Washington and Washington State University, are public-funded universities. They're public-funded universities. And another thing that Inslee is doing now, too, is he is saying, this is Governor of Washington State, he says, okay, if you've had the vaccine and you got your piece of paper, we're going to allow you all of these opportunities. So we'll give you the best seats in the stadium. We'll let you go to church. We'll let you do, but what happens if I don't do the vaccine? Well, you might get to go to the ballpark, but you've got to sit in, like, the nosebleed section 100 feet away from anybody and wear 10 masks. Or maybe you can stand outside your church, but without that piece of paper. And this goes against everything that America was founded on. And also is a huge infringement to people's HIPAA privacy, because these ballparks and these churches and these stores that say Governor Inslee says, I'm not going to make you wear masks anymore. It's not mandatory. But businesses can do that, and they can deny you entryway. And they would say, hey, I know the governor, and the governor is not going to lift the masks here. It's just a pipe dream. But now you have private entities asking your personal medical information, which is protected information.
Correct.
And so you're going to have these mask calls standing at the front of the stores, you know, your fancy little shop and drops, and say, oh, no entry without this, 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 and this. Unless you can show me your card. Well, I thought I had a right to privacy. Oh, no, not anymore. Not in the socialist world. And what this ends up being proof, what Jay Inslee is doing right now is the cornerstone to the social credit system. So you are being rewarded for doing what the government told you to do. And because you did that, we're going to give you peripheral treatment over anybody that doesn't comply. And slippery slope, a really slippery slope. And if we don't start climbing out of that hole, you might as well write off the rest of your liberties. And I saw something on your Bare Faces Legal group about going through the drive-thrus and people asking you to mask up to go through a drive-thru to get your coffee or your McGMO.
Yeah.
I had that happen to me at Taco Time in Monroe, Washington, in the car with family. Yeah, in the car with the family, and I pull up and I order at the talking box or what do you call that, and then I go up to pay, and the woman, I'm like holding my card out, and she's just shaking her head, and she opens her window a little bit, and she goes, "Yeah, I have a mask on." I said, "Well, I don't have one." Well, we can't take your payment without a mask. And they've got this little box that they slide out the window into your car, so she's going to have to be around me. And I said, well, I don't have a mask, and unless you can give me my food for free, I guess you can eat it. And I rolled up my window. Everybody in my car was protesting because everybody's hungry, and we were going to eat there. And I was just so mad proof. I've never left like that before. I've never
I have no problem with that.
I don't have a problem now at all. I'll do it in one, just in the blink of an eye. I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah, so let me just understand the concept here. So they had the food in a bag waiting to give it to you, and they decided that their food was so valuable that they couldn't sell it to you.
Yeah, or I was just too dirty or gross. I don't know what it was, you know.
Because if that's the case, how far is this place from you?
It's over a 20-mile drive.
Oh. I was going to say it would be nice to try to get a protest going over there. I would love to see 40 or 50 cars, and I know we have the people for it, if it was closer to Seattle, but we might have enough people. I would love to do that.
I'd love to do it too. I'm done with this. I am so done being treated
like... Yeah, so if they had 58 cars in a row and all you're doing special ordering, because otherwise if you don't special order, then they're just going to take a burrito out of one bag and sell it to you when it's been sitting on the shelf for 20 minutes. So you got to make sure some things are special ordered, and then you get up to the window, and they're going to have a freak out.
Yeah, and it's interesting because last weekend I went shopping in Monroe to a different store there, and I was in the garden center, and I went in barefoot and barefaced. Nobody said anything. And when I went to go ring up, I was waiting for the gal to go, here's the mask. She looks down, she goes, oh, my feet would be freezing out here. She rung me up and I left. I was speechless.
See, I was like, told you.
Yeah, just nobody said, they'd look at me, they'd look at my feet, and they'd look at me again. My feet were freezing because it's the beginning of the summer and it's spring, you know, late spring in Washington. And not one person. And then I was at a large mall in Bellevue last week getting some special stuff for my boys that they had special requests to send up to Alaska. And I encountered about four people. I think they may have been together, but they weren't being obvious or anything. They were not wearing masks. They had like a Buffy, and it was pulled down, and you know, you pull it up over your mouth if you have to. And this one woman, the first thing I noticed, not was her, that she didn't have a mask on. The first thing I noticed about her was her beautiful lips. She had the most beautiful lipstick on. And I looked at her and I had my Buffy like right below my chin just in case anybody was going to pick on me, because I'm kind of a wimp sometimes like that. I'm getting better. And it's a nice smile. And she says, I like yours too. And then probably about 30 seconds later, another guy, kind of same scenario. And we gave each other the nod and so on. And these people, I think they were spread out just a few seconds behind each other because, I don't know, I couldn't tell if they were all in the same family or what, but it was very, very hopeful. Nobody said a peep to any of us. Nobody really looked at us, nothing. So now I'm just getting a little more braver and braver. There's a restaurant near where I live that if you can get through the door, you know, holding your sleeve over your mouth or whatever, get in a chair. I've caught the owner in the back in the kitchen like four times without a mask. And
okay.
I just smile at him and I give him two thumbs up. Because if I'm going to a restaurant, I'm sorry, COVID's the least of my worries. I'm worried about salmonella, botulism, anything. In fact, as far as gathering places go, I don't know why they have been so hard. Well, I do know why they've been so hard on restaurants. I think that restaurants are probably one of the most common family-owned businesses in America. I mean, I'm probably wrong, but there's a lot of families that craft their life around that hard work.
People get together, so they want to stop the idea of a family gathering.
Yeah, and I remember we had Dr. Backy, what was that? He was one of the frontline medical doctors.
Dr. Jeff Markey, he's going to be on the show again in a couple of weeks on a Tuesday.
Oh, right on. Right on.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And when we had him last time as a guest, we were talking about the outdoor eating situation. And I said, has anybody cultured that condensation that's all dripping on everybody's food and on everybody because they're outside freezing their butts off in tents? And I remember him saying, yikes, I hadn't even thought of that. That would be really interesting. So, yeah.
All right. So later on, I want to have the radio premiere of a couple of Broccoli Man stand-up moments. He's done a small tour recently.
Oh, my gosh. Really? And I didn't get tickets? What the heck? What the heck?
So you saw one, or at least I tagged you on one a couple days ago, one I literally just finished and uploaded right before the show started.
Oh, I can't wait.
So that's his new thing now. In between doing crime, he's doing a speaking tour thing.
He's one busy guy.
So let's grab our break real quick, and then when we come back, we're going to have V join us here. We're going to discuss police in major cities and such.
I'm super excited. I'm so glad she's joining us tonight. All right, well, we'll go to break and meet back here.
All right, you got it. I'll handle this break. Maybe you can get the next one.
You got it.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors. This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
To have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
Why wouldn't you do...
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Do you buy from Amazon? If you do...
Do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot as Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBarefaceIsLegal.org.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
Little help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
You are listening to the Proof Negative radio show live on freedomizerradio.com.
Here, Proof is here. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show. Joining us right now is a lady that works until the very near future, is employed for a police department as a police officer, and I don't want to give too much detail here just yet, but we'll let her share whatever she wants to share here. We have V joining us here. Welcome in, V.
Hi, Proof. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us here tonight. So I know you probably don't want to say where you're at here, but we can do a discussion about how various police forces are being treated right now. And
yeah.
I just find it kind of ridiculous how policemen and women are treated more like criminals now than even the criminal. And it's at the point where you're just doing what you're paid to do, something totally normal, and and you might go to jail yourself for this.
You're right.
Just like in Columbus, that was the most egregious I've ever seen, where a lady, a 16-year-old, is physically trying to stab people. A cop comes on the scene, can't defuse the situation, so he shoots the 16-year-old. And now the family wants to sue the cop because he wouldn't let her stab the other girl. I don't understand that, because that was black-on-black crime. So which black person is he supposed to pick the side of?
Proof, I can't follow the meandering labyrinth of false logic, okay?
No, I can't either. I don't understand liberalism, so that's an odd one for me.
Well, good. That's good news. This is the left.
But people are adamantly complaining that he should have let her stab first, and then he should have tried to do something. Like he wasn't following the proper protocol of just because I heard somebody say just because she tried to stab somebody doesn't mean she was going to stab somebody.
They're trying to reimagine stabbing like they're reimagining policing.
Yeah, well, she tried to stab and missed the first time, so therefore, because she didn't connect, that he acted out of turn. Like, you're supposed to let somebody die first and then go after them. That's just dumb talk to me.
Yes, it is.
But I'm sure the other families said that they were happy.
Oh, they're thrilled.
No, really, why would you want your daughter to be killed just so someone can be woke?
Well, they could be saved by the evil, murderous police.
Because last I checked, when you go as a police officer, you're not... And be honest here, because nobody knows who you are exactly, so... I will ask you, have you ever gone to an engagement where you're expecting some gun activity and you're thinking to yourself, all right, let me go kill some people?
We're out there all the time, right? Right, we're out there just killing people willy-nilly, you know, just left and right. They've unleashed us. So this is that Marxist thinking that cops were hired by corrupted people at the top. And since the police department's been corrupt since its inception, since it was founded, to catch runaway slaves and police black people. Meanwhile, it was used for many other purposes besides that. And they think there's nothing redeemable to people on the left, the progressives. I love how progressive sounds like they're actually going to do something that helps. It sounds like a helpful term, doesn't it? It's a semantically loaded word.
I don't call them progressives because they're not for progress. I call them regressives because they're against progress.
I like that. I should use that. I'm going to steal that.
So, Dolly, you want to get in here?
Hey, V. Welcome.
Hi, Doll.
Hey. Girl, thanks every day you go out there and you put your life on the line for your community. God bless you.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh. Yeah, and I believe behind every police officer out there, just as with service members, they have a family that makes this possible for you, that encourages you. I couldn't imagine watching my loved one go to work doing what you're doing in this environment these days. So a huge thanks to your family for making this possible for your community.
Well, thank you. I'll let them know that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, we appreciate you. Yeah, that's not something here on Freedomizer Radio. We are back the blue.
Awesome.
Well, for the most part. Well, obviously there's going to be some bad apples, but I don't believe in just supporting somebody because they have a certain uniform on, but as a whole, they're generally good people.
That's true. That's true. I think that there were a lot of bad, misconceptions that came around, especially last year, like things like 40% of cops are domestic abusers. I mean, there was some report about how domestic abuse cases were at about like 50% for unreported cases. So the math in some people's minds are like, if we apply the math, if there's half of the country that doesn't report domestic abuse and 40% of cops are domestic abusers, then 80% of cops must be domestic abusers.
Yeah.
80%. Like, people need to go to base. This is why they're ruining the education system with math. But, like, for me as a cop, like, what constitutes an abuser? You know, an accusation, a conviction, having a verbal dispute? if we take it down, if we do a domestic incident report, both parties are in the category of an abuser. So, like, what is calling someone an abuser? You know, and that those
yeah.
kinds of misconceptions are coming around about how people were outside of work and how we brought these flaws, these deep character flaws, these violent tendencies into our job, and the job was like a kind of veil for what it was that we really wanted to do, which was kill people, tase people, beat them with our collapsible batons, handcuff them with tight cuffs and weird arm restriction moves. You know, like, this is ridiculous.
Right, just because they wanted to rob a bank or steal a car doesn't mean that they felt like going to jail. You know that.
Nobody does. Well, look at Gavin Newsom. He released 8,000 prisoners last year from California jails because of COVID. He didn't want too many people getting sick. And now this year he wants to release 70,000 inmates because he wants to lessen violence in prison. What next? That's what's coming. After you defund the police and you reallocate the money, people want to talk about abolishing next, because there's no increment. It doesn't stop. When you give in to the mob, they keep asking for more and more, and it's incrementally something that's going to ultimately destroy everything.
Well, even more so, I think that some of these states are getting rid of the criminals, not because they're trying to be humanitarians. They're trying to lessen the people in prison so that they can go after people like us who won't get the vaccine passport.
Right. Oh, no. Fill the prisons with moms who broke the caution tape wrapped around a slide in the park and let their kid go down it in the middle of a quarantine. Absolutely.
Right.
And other people who have conservative opinions or who say something pro-Trump, automatically you're white supremacist. You want to see people killed, like Kyle Rittenhouse. You break the laws, you can go around shooting people at peaceful protests. It's all BS. Can I say bullshit, or is it not allowed?
You just did, and we'll live with it.
Oh, just checking.
Yeah, the House rules, if somebody slips up, it's not a big deal. But a lot of the worst profanities, obviously, are not accepted. But some words are okay.
Okay, good. I'll be careful.
What?
My kids are listening. Yeah, well.
Al doesn't like it when I talk about somebody's WAP.
So glad it's an acronym. It's so much easier to digest.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. You know how this started, too? I think people idealized what happened in Camden, New Jersey, where they disbanded their police department. And people were like,
right.
Look, crime went down. But crime didn't just go down in Camden. That's one thing that they don't tell you. It went down in a lot of cities that lost funding in Jersey because of Governor Christie. They can't really even explain why. But when they brought the police department back as Metro Police, the violence against police went up because they were doing that broken windows enforcement. I'm sure, Dahl, you know what broken windows enforcement is, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So, like, they were giving people tons of summonses. Like, the number of summonses they wrote were, like, up 300, 400% from the year prior, right? And people were getting pissed off at the police. They didn't want to be bothered with these nonsensical things like riding a bicycle without a plate on the back. Like, that kind of stuff, they felt like they needed to crack down, and that way they wouldn't have bigger crime. So when the community and the Camden police started communicating with each other, and that means the higher ups, we're talking about the white shirts or like the commissioner, the mayor, they started listening to what the community wanted. The community became more vigilant with crime in their areas, and the police were able to do less strict enforcement. And so the violence against police went down. And so it looks like there was more peace because they disbanded the police, but they forget the nuances. People leave out the details. And you don't hear all of the story that happened in between. So it's like, look, they defunded the police academy. It's peaceful. But nobody wants to go through the struggle of years of violence, whether it be in the communities or against police, and they want to leave it all out to make it look like a much smoother transition, like it happened way nicer than it actually did. And that's what makes people full of shit. And I'm always careful when I listen to the radio, to the news, and when I read the paper and I tell people, look out for those buzzwords. When you hear every single station saying the same freaking thing, like reimagine policing, that couldn't be more, like, what's the word? Broad a term, vague as hell, doesn't mean anything. Who's reimagining what? Who's going to be in charge of reimagining this policing? And what methods are going to be used to rebuild the police?
I'm
like,
still trying to
about,
understand.
Like,
don't forget, we live in a world where George Floyd is now a saint and his parents got $27 million.
Right. No, you're right. Well, don't forget the GoFundMe. I think that pushes them over 30-something million, like 34 million. Well, maybe more. Ridiculous. The GoFundMe, you know, the girl that recorded it got out GoFundMe for over $500,000.
Hmm.
Because she was traumatized by recording. She stood there for quite a while to record that. She was fully traumatized, wasn't she? So, of course, as a police officer, I'd like to know who's doing this, you know, reassembling. Who's reallocating the money? Who's redirecting our funds? What are these agencies that are going to get it? Who's going to make sure that they're accountable for every penny that they take from the police department to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, that they promised to do? They want to help homeless agencies. There's laws in these states, in these Democratic states, that allow homeless people to live on the street. And they have so many standards for how they should be living. They have to have fireproof housing. They have to have so many windows. They have to have stairs, elevators. If they can't meet all those standards, the homeless people are allowed to stay on the street. I'm sorry, am I yelling?
No, I got you.
Okay, good. I'll blow your ears out.
So I'm just trying to understand this new trend where they pack the judge, the juries, and I
mm-hmm.
will say that we all knew, based on what the jury pool was like, how Derek Chauvin was not going to get a fair trial, and it's been filed today that they're going to appeal that. So you've got 6 out of 12 jurors who are black, and you have other people saying that they voted guilty because they were afraid of the city burning down, and you have jurors actually coming out and saying that.
Yeah.
So now you have threats to the jurors, and you have activist judges.
Yes.
And of course this is going to go down.
Now, the funny thing is about this dude that just recently came out, that jury number, I forget which his number is, he had a podcast. He's been on the air talking about Chauvin. He went before the judge and in the court when he was being interviewed and selected and said that he had no knowledge of Derek Chauvin and the whole case. That's a lie.
Yeah.
People in Syria know about Derek Chauvin. So stop. The whole world came to a stop for a quarantine and reopened for people to protest police because of George Floyd. So how did he miss that? He's a liar. And watch, if they redo the trial, watch it come out. He's not guilty. I swear I'm going to love this.
So I think you might have invited a few of your friends to make some calls. So I'm going to pick up the phone here. We have a
okay.
gentleman named Vito that would like to talk to you, V.
Vito!
Let me go ahead and bring him in.
All right.
All right, welcome in, sir.
How's everything, sir? All righty. I worked in the NYPD. I worked from 85 to 2005. I worked for the start of my career. I wound up going to the 77th precinct. I was working before that. I was working the 76th precinct in South Brooklyn. The 77th precinct, I don't know if you're aware of it, but that precinct was corrupt. Well, they had a few corrupt cops in it, and they wound up transferring the entire command, and they, in increments, I think they did it in two or three ways. I forget. I think the supervisors were first, and they did half the precinct, and then they did the other half of the precinct. But when it comes to fighting crime, I have never in my life gotten into a police car or worked with another cop who said, you know, I think I'm going to shoot a black guy today.
Right. I don't think I've ever heard that in my life.
I worked in Brooklyn 77, and That was in Brooklyn North, and you had the 7-5, and then the late 80s. I think they had 1,000 homicides a year in that precinct, or maybe about 1,500 between those two precincts. I mean, it was a killing field. All right, and then you had Mayor Giuliani come in, and he straightened it all out. But what I'm getting at is policing. I'm sorry, I have a hockey game.
That's all right.
When it comes to policing, it's not easy. I mean, I've been gone now 15 years, and it's changed immensely. All right. I don't think I would even recognize it if I put on uniform today as how things were done.
Well, let me, Vito, let me ask you here. Was there a mayor in between Giuliani and Doomberg, or was that just 1-2 right
no,
there?
No, it was for me, it went from Koch to Dinkins to Giuliani to Bloomberg, and that's when I retired. The best time, hands down, was when I was working in the Warren Squad, and that's when Mayor Giuliani became mayor, and they focused with the broken windows. They implemented that program, which was implemented by Commissioner Jack Mason. All right, he was brought in by Commissioner Bratton, and they focused heavy on Warren. And let me tell you, we were kicking down doors left and right, bringing people in, and it did clean up the city. You know, we put bad guys in jail like that needed to be put in jail. I mean, now they have bail reform in New York City. Anything short of murder, I mean, I don't know if they'll let you go for rape. They may let you even go for rape. They just give you a desk appearance ticket. But today, now, you could get arrested 3 or 4 times in 1 week, and there is. No way, unless, like I said, you commit murder, that you are going to be put in jail overnight. That's the way to put it.
No, I've heard that there's only two reasons why, and I'm not being funny here, but there's only two reasons why somebody might get arrested and stay the jail overnight. One is murder, and the other one is not wearing a mask.
Yeah, well, it's just, I don't know about New York City yet, but I'm sure it's coming to that.
Oh, I wish
I'm sure
I was
that,
kidding. If you're in Portland, you can loot whatever buildings you want. You can run down the street naked. You can crap in the street. You could beat somebody up.
But you got to have a mask.
But heaven forbid that you're not wearing a mask, and that's equal to murder, because they and not just making this up, but they believe if you breathe on somebody with COVID, that's attempted murder. Donna will tell you,
well,
she's in Seattle.
Well, I'll tell you, I do the best I can not to wear a mask. I'm in Pennsylvania a lot. And
yeah.
I go into stores in Pennsylvania without a mask on, and nobody says nothing. In New York City, I'm in Staten Island, they lose their mind when they see someone without a mask going into a store.
Sure.
Yes, I have security following me. I mean, I'm like, guys, come on, seriously? You know, I had one guy, I put it up to my nose. He said, no, it's got to cover your face. It's got to cover your nose. So I'm like, all right. It's a joke. It really is a joke how things are. The paranoia here, I don't even think it's paranoia. I think it's just conditioning.
Vito. I'll tell you exactly what it is, because you don't know me yet. So I run a very large organization called Bareface is Legal, and B, if you could hook your friend up with a link after the show.
Absolutely.
So what we have here, the reason why there's Stockholm Syndrome is that out of 100% of the people, you have 5% who are like us that refuse a mask. You have 30% who are the social justice warriors that have no problem bullying people, getting in people's faces, throwing hot coffee on them, whatever. Then you got the 65% who don't like the mask, but they wear it because it's easier to wear it than it is to stand up for yourself. So on the level, it looks like 95% against 5%, which is why they can get away with this. because they figure majority rules, and if two people a day try to go in the store without a mask, then it's not a big deal to them because everybody else complies. If the 65% stood up for themselves and stopped just being a punching bag.
They're too paranoid.
Yes.
You say Stockholm Syndrome, yeah, it could be. I would think that it's more Stockholm, but they're just brainwashed. They're led to believe that if they wear a mask, you'll be safe, when that mask ain't doing nothing.
It's not even about COVID anymore, though. It's what the safety is it'll be safe for me to go into the store. It's not about I'll be safe from COVID. It's I'll be safe, and they'll take my money. That's the safety.
Yeah.
The safety has changed. It's not about COVID. It's about getting yelled at.
Yeah. Sick of it.
I mean, what was I going to say? In my home, there are five of us that live here. I have a daughter. She's a nurse, but she's a registered nurse in an ICU in a hospital here in New York.
Yeah.
She is a political, or was a political. And once this thing started, she just, you know, she went full right. And she asked me about the vaccine. And I said, look, I'm not taking it. You know, you work in a hospital. I don't know if they're going to force you to take it. She goes, they wanted to take it, but I'm not taking it because I want to have children one day. And I was like, wow, that was pretty good, huh? You know, to come with that answer. I says, I'm good. I'm glad that, you know, that's a decision you have to stick by. Don't let them bully you into getting the vaccine. I mean, I do work for the city. They want us to wear a mask. All right, I got to wear the mask. All right, I'm at work. I haven't. When I'm at my desk and I'm by myself, that mask comes off. But if another worker comes over and they want to talk to you about something, you know, something's going on, you got to put the mask on. You got to, you know, convert, you know, talk with them, you know, as if nothing's going on. You got to keep the mask on. But in my home, there were five people. I have three sons that live in the home with me and my wife. My oldest son got sick in February of last year. He got sick really bad, a bad, bad flu he had. Two of my sons, they were never sick, and my wife was never sick. All four of them tested positive for antibodies.
Oh, wow.
I go and get tested for antibodies, I have nothing. So how did I not get sick?
Wow.
This still has not been explained to me, and they says, well, you know, what kind of blood do you have? What's your blood type? I tell them I have O positive blood. I said, no, that's good blood. That's great blood. I says, come on, man. Don't give me that bullshit. Don't give me that bullshit.
I love it.
Well,
I had it, too. I don't know if I told you proof, but I had it. I had it last March.
Never got sick yet. Knock on wood.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like somebody was sitting on my chest, man. It was like tough to breathe. It was like being on the border of having pneumonia. And I just felt really fatigued, like just walking to the kitchen. I was like, damn, let me sit down, you know, like really tired. But and I'm fat, okay? And I have asthma, and I survived.
Yeah, listen, I'm overweight. I'm worried. You know, I'd rather get it than get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Especially
same.
Hearing that people it's 99.7% survival rate. Come on.
Right.
I'm
people
not a doctor, but I tell
right
people.
Sick left and right off of that vaccine. Sick left and
I
right.
I tell people, listen, I have a friend of mine. His wife went and got vaccinated because she was going to work in the vaccine centers.
Let me just share real quick here what the overall goal is of said vaccine passport. So the next update, because they want you to get several COVID shots, like this is the biggest thing in the world ever. So the next one is coming with quantum dot technology. Do you know what that is?
I'm going to guess that this is a vaccine that could morph itself into other vaccines.
Yes and no. So quantum dot technology is where it's going to be something that it implanted on your wrist like a tattoo. And this will talk to all the vaccines that are in your body. So you'll have to swipe your wrist so that the little machine thingy, it will let you know if you're qualified to go into the store or not. So you won't be able to buy or sell unless you scan the mark that's on your body so that the store can know which vaccines you have. And that's for your safety, of course. That's what turned up, because the paper vaccine passport, they're already saying is way too easy to fraud. So they can't fraud the microchip that's in your body. But they don't want you to call it a microchip, because that's a turnoff.
Right,
so it is an implantable device.
Yeah, they have to soften it somehow.
So that's what it is. That'll be here by August.
I know. Before this COVID thing hit, a year or two ago, I was on the subway, and they had an advertisement on the train which said you'll be able to take a vaccine in the future for the flu. That if you take one vaccine, when I mentioned it morphs into another vaccine, it's able to fight other flu strains going down. You only need this one vaccine. And it'll protect you.
Yeah, but this isn't even a vaccine. It's just a gene therapy system. It's designed to train your genes to act a certain way, and then the microchip will be there to make sure that you're fully compliant.
Wow.
And those who will refuse this, of course, as we know, anybody that's read Revelation 16 to 20 knows what's about to happen to us.
I got to look that up again. I don't remember.
Well, that's basically Mark of the Beast. You won't be able to buy or sell without it, and they'll look to ostracize you and eventually take you out of society because you don't have a microchip.
Yeah, they can go kiss my, you know what, with that, because that's not going to happen.
Well, So we'll be reliant on, of course, nice gentlemen upstairs and hope for the best.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the gentleman upstairs exists because I honestly didn't think Trump was going to win. I think the man upstairs was looking out for us in 2016.
But I don't think it's over yet. I think they're going to try their best, but if you know history, any time a tyrant tries to have global domination, they start off strong, but they get greedy and they can't finish the deal.
That's true.
So we just have to stay strong, and some of us are going to be gone and some will be here, but they're going to try their best to punish us.
Yeah, no doubt on that. But getting back to the police, did you see the movie 7/5?
Not me. I'm not really a movie guy. Dahl, you?
I did not, no.
Yeah, you should see it.
Which movie was that?
7/5.
No. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, that was about Michael Dowd and the 7/5 precinct and the corrupt cops that were in that precinct. Dowd came from the 7/7 precinct. And as soon as he got to the 7/5, he started doing his thing, but the police department knew for years what he was doing, and they were ignoring it. There's just so much, when people worry about what the police are doing, when it comes to the police and the police, they're not even doing a good job of that. You know, the cops in the street, they're doing their best. You know, they really are doing their best, but you know, there's other evil forces, that are, how would I put it, that are, you know, supposed to watch the bad cops, and they're letting the bad cops have free reign. Well, at least they were when Dowd was there. You know, but I'm sure that they're still, there's a friend of mine who was, about 3 or 4 years ago, was arrested. He was a retired police officer. He was an internal affairs cop. And he told me stories about what was going on. I wish I could get him to call the show because he was a wealth of information. And he would say that they would there was a common a phrase that they used that I really never paid mind to, but it was called shit canning. And they would do everything they can to get rid of something that was potential because for people who don't know, the Internal Affairs Division. I can only speak for the NYPD, it's like the human resources department in the company. They're there to protect the reputation of the company. The Internal Affairs Division, the NYPD, they're there to protect the reputation of the police commissioner. They can care less about
That's
what's
right.
going on.
Absolutely.
Well, let me ask you then, V, and Vito, if you have any knowledge here. So we'll take New York City as an example. And I know that there are other areas like Chicago and Los Angeles, but I'm just picking a city at random here because Joe is from that area. So how's the morale at the police department? Do they think that the trashing of police is okay and it's just par for the course, or are they really upset about this?
Nobody thinks it's cool. Nobody who's active duty is okay with it. And there are a few, and I mean a very slim, small number of people on the job who are kind of left-leaning, who are anti-police or who think that there is a lot of corruption
that
and who think that, right? There's a lot of Marxist thinking in the job that, but there's, like I said, the majority of people are pro-police, but then they'll be, like, anti-corruption. So, but unfortunately, a lot of people affiliate the corruption with the police. So it's like you were saying before, Proof, you don't want to fully support something that you know is not always 100% on the right side. And I think people on the inside know who those people are. You know, Vito said, like, even IAB, the people who were supposed to have to investigate internal things or people's corruption or personal or outside affairs that are conflicting with the job standards and procedures, those people want it swept under the rug too. Or they go and punish people to extremes that are unheard of and not even like
they'll punish you for
standards.
For 2 scoops of ice cream.
Right, exactly. Right.
They would launch major investigations. When I was a rookie cop in 85, I remember they would launch a major investigation because a cop got an extra scoop of ice cream.
Oh, wow.
Right. In the store. Right? And meanwhile, there was drug dealing going on by cops in uniform in the 77 precinct. They let that go for a while until they had to do something about it. And, you know, I mean, you know, another phrase that I wish my friend would call up. I sent a link to the show. They used to call them White Sox investigators. They would just justify their existence. They go looking for cops who have white socks.
It's true. It's true.
It's crazy.
It's true. You talk about boredom. And they have
just
quotas,
to justify
too.
What they're doing.
They have quotas. You know, the same way they push quotas out in the street on patrol, they have quotas internally for how many people they
and
need to.
And there are quotas for uniformed cops. They have to give out so many summonses a month, and that is a fact. And I remember that when I used to stand roll call in the 77 precinct, I used to stand roll call, and the inspector, let me get his name, but he might be dead now, but I still won't get his name. He used to stand there, says, "You know the number. You need 2 books a month, and 1 book has to be movies."
Mm. Right. Well,
so by the way, if you're from the South and they want to talk on the show, the number 319-527-6208, and just press number 1 so I know that you would like to talk with us.
Awesome.
So, how are these cops handling de Blasio right now? Because I've never seen, and I've seen bad mayoring before, but basically to the point of wanting your cops to to resign so you could bring somebody else in. I've never seen this before.
Well,
I mean, I don't think anybody's happy with the mayor. Well, what can we do? What are we going to do? Walk out and quit? A lot of people are resigning, or they're retiring. Record numbers. That's all they can do. And once you're free and you have, like, that muzzle removed from you, that imaginary muzzle you have from being active duty, then you can say all you want against the mayor. While you're active duty, you have to keep your mouth shut.
That's right. That is a fact.
So it looks like we have one of your friends that wants to talk to us, so I'm going to go ahead and open up a New York cell phone.
Okay. Very cool.
Hi, V. What's up? Hey, Hollywood. How are you? How are you?
I'm good. What did you hear us talking about Chauvin and, like, the defunding of the police, my precious job?
I did. I did. And actually, I kind of wanted to circumvent back to that conversation and,
okay.
You know, how the whole trial went and how biased it was.
Yeah.
You know, there was so much, you know, footage that was caught by the public, and it's sad how the media only seems to show the one video by this Facebook chick that was traumatized. You know, and then it's like when the video cam from the body cam from the cops is shown, okay, yeah, he had his knee on the guy's neck. But the majority of the time, his knee wasn't even on his neck. It was on his back, you know, and it all goes back to perception.
Right.
It's like you can dangle the piece of meat in front of everybody, and at the end of the day, because the media, that doesn't fit their narrative, people are going to gravitate to what's being shoved down their throat, and it all goes back to that stupid Facebook video. Because you have several people recording the exact same incident from different angles. And it's like, instead of showing the different angles, which is what the news is supposed to do. Journalism is supposed to be bipartisan. It's not supposed to give you data and show you things so that it formulates a story that they want you to believe. They're supposed to give you all the facts, and from what they show you, that's your opinion to formulate. And it's like the media has turned into like this whole mind control, and it's like people just forget about all the other things that are relevant in the bigger picture. And it makes the cops look bad. Like, not all cops are jerks. You know, they got a family to go home to, you know? And I know V personally, she's not a jerk as a cop.
I really am not.
So we are one of the nice ones.
I am. I get hugs. I get handshakes and respect. But I give respect, you know? Whose TV is so loud? Turn the TV down. I can hear it.
Is that better?
That's not me. I don't have the TV on. But, you know, it is sad. Like, it's like the video footage is all there for people to see. And it's like the only thing the news focuses on is the stupid Facebook video from the lady that was on the street. Like, it's from one angle. It's not even from all the other angles. And it's like people seem to forget there's so many other things that are going on in that case. And it's like, I firmly believe the only reason they found him guilty was because they didn't want the city to burn down. Because there's no way in hell you could tell me that guy was guilty. That him doing what he did was the sole and number one factor for that guy's death. Like, that guy was freaking high off his freaking feet when they got him,
mm-hmm.
and they did a toxicology report. It's like, you need to tell me that didn't contribute to anything in his death? Like, you know, it's okay to get coked up and get high, and, you know, you play stupid games, you get stupid prizes.
Yeah, fentanyl. Yeah. I think you need the size of a grain of rice to die from an overdose of fentanyl. It's wrong stuff.
Yeah.
Same. Country's going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, so anyway, today the lawyer for Derek Chauvin filed a motion to impeach the verdict. I think everybody knew where this was going ahead, and I don't know what they're going to do now, because I think a lot of people understand the situation, but they're trying to that was just political pressure.
It's like the Supreme Court not wanting to take on the Arizona case. They want nothing to do with this last election.
Yeah, so I'm wondering what happens if, and maybe that's why the Arizona audit is going on so smoothly right now, because if the Supreme Court is going to drop it anyway after one case is found, then they can show the truth for all they care.
Supreme Court is not going to hear it.
That's another thing, though. Everything that's going on with the whole audit in Arizona, do you see any mainstream media reporting on it? Reporting statistics? Reporting what's going on?
No.
Reporting any coverage? And it's like people do not see the hypocrisy of the media. The media only shows you what fits their narrative. They don't show you the entire facts.
They're run by the Democratic Party.
Yes. I got called a Nazi the other day because I'm a Republican. Like, seriously? Like, I get told all the time that I'm a sellout because I'm a minority. What, because I'm not a sheep like you and I'm not a Democrat? Like, no.
Like, all the more reason to be a Republican. I'm not a Republican, but I'm conservative.
Yeah, but the thing is that they're creating a counterculture, and the more that they prove to be the extreme authoritarians, you will have eventually people saying enough of this.
Right.
Because nobody wants angry grandpa yelling at them to get off their lawn.
Right.
I think white people are getting fed up too.
Well, but I read this on the show yesterday about how there's a lot of people, especially black, who say they're tired of wearing the mask, but they only wear it because they're afraid of people thinking that they voted for Trump. So the mask has become 100% political.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't wear a mask, it means that you support Trump.
Right. So I told the media too that they tied everything negative, everything anti-protecting yourself from COVID to Trump. And it's become virtuous and a virtue to be afraid. It's because it's overly cautious, because I'm protecting you. I'm a virtuous person. I'm getting the vaccine for you. I'm wearing a mask for you. I'm stepping 6 feet away from you because I don't want to give you something that I don't think I have, even though I have no symptoms. And I'm perfectly healthy and able of recovering with this. It's ridiculous.
Let me tell you something. I moved from up north, and I live in Florida, and I can't kiss the ground where I live anymore because we have no mask mandates. Governor DeSantis finally signed that legislation into law that goes into effect come July. You know, people here, I'm in Orlando. I go around, I don't wear a mask when I go anywhere. They can't arrest you if you don't wear a mask. I mean, granted, the store could throw you out if you don't have it and you don't comply, because at that point, you're trespassing.
Will
I've got an axe to walk out stores.
Huh? Is Disney like that, he said? Does Disney let you go in without a mask?
Disney, yeah. You have to wear a mask in Disney, but all you got to do is walk around with food, something to drink. I went to Disney Springs the other day. If I'm walking outside, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm sorry. I'll put the little stupid mask on to go in a store because I want to go inside. I want to shop. But there's been plenty of stores where I've gotten told to put a mask on, and I'm like, no, I'm not wearing it. And they're like, okay, well, you have to leave. And I'm like, okay, I'll go shop tomorrow. And I walk out, and I go to another store, and I shop. I'm not going to live my life in fear, and I'm not going to get a stupid vaccine for a virus that has, like, over 98% survival rate. It's just ridiculous. And it's like people don't look at those numbers either. People have allowed the government to control them.
Yeah. They want it.
Like, they don't want to think for themselves.
No.
People are not saying
we have nothing to fear but fear itself. But when Trump says we shouldn't be afraid, we have to live our lives, you know, get out there, stop being so scared of this virus. He's a murderer. He's a killer. He wants everybody to die. He's going to kill grandma. Don't bring the children. Put masks on the two-year-old. Throw them off the plane.
Meanwhile, it was Cuomo that killed grandma.
Thank you. Don't get me started.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me started on Cuomo.
Worst governor ever. I'll take DeSantis over him any day.
Yeah, but that won't happen in New York. Well, hopefully we have Zeldin. Hopefully he'll win. Yeah, he's supposed to run, so he's a conservative Jew.
What's his name?
Lee Zeldin.
Oh.
He's from Mass or Suffolk, I forget where.
Okay. I'll take a look at him. I'll look him up. Oh, I see. He's got a bunch of kids.
But also, I have a friend. He's Jewish. His mother and father both survived Auschwitz. The father, they were both rounded up, and the father was hiding in the forest up until he got caught. And he was sent to Auschwitz. His mother was also sent to Auschwitz, and then the camp was liberated. But he would tell me, he would call me up, and he would say, "Vito, you see all the shit that's going on? This is my mother told me. This is all that's been going on now. What my mother told me happened before Germany went completely crazy."
Wow.
So, you know, it's, you know, there's we have a lot ahead of us. A long way to go.
Do. Time for that quiet majority, that silent majority to speak up more.
Yeah, they showed up in November.
Yeah.
They showed up in November, but you know what happened. We know what happened.
Yeah, we know what happened. We know what really happened. You can't talk about it because
really
it wasn't widespread. You can't say it because it wasn't widespread. Proof, you know what I say about widespread anything? It's the same as saying that you got the shit beat out of you, but it wasn't fatally.
Okay.
You got beat, but not fatally beat.
So,
oh my God.
Is there any hope in the New York Police Department after de Blasio leaves? Because, believe it or not, de Blasio thinks that he's governor material.
Yeah. The only reason why we have Cuomo, we have Schumer, and we have that other pig, Gillibrand, is because of New York City. You take out New York City.
Yep.
They're not getting elected. The Democrat Party, New York State would be red. For all intents and purposes.
The problem is because New York City has the highest population, and that's where the majority of the Democrats live. But if you historically in states where they have a higher population, like in an urban area, they typically tend to be Democrats. But the rest of the state.
Yeah.
Will be Republican, like Florida, for example.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, Staten Island
Florida's
is like
a red
that.
State. Oh, yeah. Well, you can't compare Staten Island to the rest of the boroughs. There's more people in the other boroughs compared to Staten Island.
Yeah, but Staten Island is always constantly voting Republican.
Yeah, but they're not going to overpower the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens.
No, they won't.
But let me ask you, though, could de Blasio win a re-election easily?
For
mayor there, or are people so done with him that it doesn't matter that he's a Democrat, that it's time to go?
He's termed out. He terms out at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But does that mean that if he was allowed to run, that he could win? Do you think there's a good chance that he would?
He can't run again.
I'm asking
if
he could
run again.
Could
he would not get elected. He would not get a re-election.
No. Nah, he wouldn't.
I don't think he would. No.
So is there any rumor as far as who's the front runner to take his place?
It's a Democrat.
Well, yeah, I'm afraid. He used to work for like Citibank. Some dude that's running. I saw the ad. Yeah, he wants more money spent. They love to throw money at problems. These Democrats.
Send your way into prosperity, so they say. That's a joke. But the issue with New York City, though, is we also have a Democrat super-controlled city council. So even if we had a Republican mayor, the city council would overrule him, even if he vetoed a bill.
So you're saying it doesn't matter how much money the mayor of New York City brings in, that it doesn't matter because they're loyal for life. Even if it meant that everybody, they would vote a Democrat that would say that every resident of Manhattan will have to go to a death camp in 12 months. They would still vote for that.
No. If I will say this, and I will go on record. If you had Donald Trump with his proven record running against Adolf Hitler, and Adolf Hitler was a Democrat and that was a ticket,
yes,
the Democrats in New York, the people in New York City would vote for Adolf Hitler.
They'd vote for Hitler.
Oh, they would.
Yep.
Sure.
That is so true.
He would win 77% to 20.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
They're just so brainwashed. It's like people in the city have this mentality that if you're from New York City, you automatically have to be a Democrat. And that couldn't be further from the truth.
No.
So how did Giuliani get in then?
David Dinkins.
It was a different era.
Yeah, he came behind Dinkins.
Different era,
he was
different
right
time.
Dinkins.
Dinkins.
Mm-hmm.
Dinkins.
Yep.
The homicides in New York City were out of control when Dinkins was mayor.
We're going to vicious cycles in New York, right over there.
He was a political hack, and believe it or not, when de Blasio and his wife, both of them were advisors to Mayor Dinkins when he was the mayor. And when I heard de Blasio was running, I was like, this guy is going to be a disaster. This guy's going to make Dinkins look like he knows what he was doing.
And he didn't disappoint you, because I believe that happened.
He did not disappoint me one bit. Nope.
You know what's sad, honestly, though? I bet you a lot of people only voted for him because he's married to an African-American woman. Let's be honest, that's how a lot of Democrats, they vote. You have all these people that they come out for elections only when the media makes a big deal out of it. Just like this past election with Trump and Biden, I guarantee you 80 to 95% of all these millennials that registered and voted for the first time, you won't see them in the next election. You won't even see them in their Senate elections. Why? Because they don't give a crap about their community. They're not involved. I guarantee you, like 9.9%, I'm sorry, like 9 out of 10 people, they don't even know who their counselor is for the city they're in, their district. They don't know any of that because they don't care to be involved in politics. They only vote when the media tells them to vote. They are a number. That's all they are. And that's why they will continue to do the things that they do in all these inner cities. Look at Baltimore, Kimberly Classic. Mm-hmm. When she did her ad on TV and she showed, I don't know how she didn't win. She literally went through the crappiest area of Baltimore, and she's like, this is what 50 years of voting Democrat, what has it done for you? And what did they say to her? They told her she was a sellout. They called her all these derogatory names. They said that she was trying to be white, that's not trying to be white. That's trying to better yourself. That's trying to bring yourself out from poverty. That's trying to do better. She cared enough that she ran in the hood where she could try to make a difference.
And she couldn't bust 30%.
Look,
some of these people love their slavery. They love the fact that they're held back.
That's true.
I've never seen anything like this.
The problem is they don't know that they're held back. They're indoctrinated to think that is the only way of life. It's generational. That's instilled in them. They're like, okay, this is where I live. This is all I can be. This is all I can do. I will never strive to be better. And it's sad. That's a sad mentality.
Kim landed 28% of the votes over there. She was the dude that beat her. I think his name is Mfume. He won by a landslide, over 70%.
Yeah.
And I don't remember his ad.
And I thought people would have seen through him.
Right. And her ad went viral. She had the high heels on and the red dress, and she was walking through the slums.
Yep.
You can't ever forget that ad.
Nope.
She lost by
Is she
a landslide. I don't remember. I know that they were just heels.
I know she had long
I don't
legs.
Think she
I remember had... that. I remember the heels
I don't
were
think
blue.
She had on, like, Louboutins or anything
Oh, it was
like
red.
That, but...
It was red because
no,
she was a
red.
Republican,
she had
so they were
red.
Red.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know
she
had
red always
wear red. I don't remember what she had on shoes because I think it started with the
no,
shoes.
No, she had on and high that, heels.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. No, I remember the high heels.
She even went on The View and faced Joy Behar. She
yeah,
got a pair of
that's
them.
A nice, and you know something? She is a nasty Italian woman.
Yes, she is. I thought she was Jewish.
She's a pig. She's another pig.
Mm.
I thought Joy Behar was Jewish.
She
I thought she was Jewish too.
No,
she's
not
Jewish.
Jewish. She's a
That's
Brooklyn Guinea. Listen to me. She's a Brooklyn Guinea.
I believe it. Oh well. She's married.
All right. So at
she
some
gets
point,
on my nerves.
I want to wrap this segment up here. But if anybody else wants to call in, if you have something to share in relation to the police departments of most notably New York City, but wherever. The number is 319-527-6208 and press 1. And I'll go ahead and bring you in. But
yeah, I have a couple
at some
of friends
point,
that said they wanted
to I do want to move on here to my what we normally do here. So the one from the 917 cell phone, I didn't catch your name.
Oh, Hollywood. Oh,
Hollywood.
All right, so I'm going to say thank you for calling in. You're welcome to call back anytime on my show. I'm on weeknights at this
awesome.
Time from 9 to midnight Eastern, but we got a few other people,
awesome.
So I'm going to go ahead and make the rounds here because at some point we got to go back to doing what we normally do. So thank you, Hollywood. We'll go ahead and bring a Connecticut caller, and then we have a New York, a 347. So we'll let the Connecticut go first.
Awesome.
Welcome
Hello?
In.
Hi.
Hi, welcome in.
Hi.
Hi,
is V still on?
Yes.
Hi, V, this is Jacqueline from Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. Nice to hear you.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah.
Yeah, small basic on the whole Baltimore situation. My former boyfriend is a cop leaving Baltimore to go to Florida, and lots of uncovering to come from Baltimore due to the corruption and the current mayor, who's probably younger than he is as an officer at the age of 43. The woman who did run is about to uncover a lot of information. So a lot of what's happening now is just basically government is just taking full and complete control. And a lot of what I see is basically going to get worse before it will get better. So
she's
one bad apple. She's going to be exposing some corruption. She was silenced. He's leaving due to the fact that the things that are happening in Baltimore right now are very much underway of many officers that have been on. He's only been there 2 years now. It's a 9-month academy. It's very stringent. After the Freddie Gray riot, pretty much most of Baltimore as an entire it basically the academy in and of itself has trained even officers from the NYPD. The NYPD even looks into Baltimore's academy for training purposes. So
really?
A lot of what's happening is going to come to surface. And at this time, many officers, some 17 years and up and in, are leaving Baltimore and looking for red states to become part of the force. They're also blocking some lateral transfers to avoid that from happening. So,
well, I know for a fact. If I'm not to cut you off, I know if you work
no,
for the
go
NYPD,
right ahead. Yes,
if you work
yes.
for the NYPD,
mm-hmm.
and you
no.
apply for another
mm-hmm.
department,
yes,
another agency, the NYPD, will not talk to them, will not give them any information on you.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically won't be able to work for the other job you work you applied for.
Yes, and
they did that years
ago
with Port Authority too.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. As I understand too, they also have an age cutoff limit, and there's a purpose for that.
That's right.
So,
ageism.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Mhm. Pretty much. He applied for NYPD and he didn't make the age cutoff. But I will say it took 11 years for him to get to be a police officer. And finally, he gets on the force, and then bang, 2019, graduates in October, and here comes this mess for 2020 and George Floyd. So, but the whole...
That's jumping into the fire, man.
Absolutely. I mean, I have to give all officers that I do know personally credit, because to be an officer today, it's like the scarlet letter that is attached to your chest. I'm very much pro police. I do understand there are some bad apples, but I very much support and back, you know, law and order. And you get to be called a racist on top of that. That's the best part.
Yeah. Well, now it's a pejorative insult, so I don't worry about it anymore.
You know what? It's
I don't have to
like,
defend myself. You know?
That's right. And I'm glad
you
don't have
thank
to.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I do.
I say thank you guys. Exactly. I wear that proudly. Great. Knock your socks off if that makes you feel better today. But I want to thank you guys for going out there and doing the diligent work of what truly needs to be done.
Listen, what really needs to be done?
I said the work that truly needs to be done. You know?
What really needs to be done?
There's a lot that needs to be done.
Those days will never see it done.
Mm-hmm. Not with certain people in office. No. And you know, these people forget that they're public servants, that they're elected.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I'm starting to see more that people are selected and not elected, especially when you have things like Dominion voting, certain
Yes, I agree. Thank you for letting me speak, but also thank you for inviting me in to follow this podcast. I appreciate it.
Oh.
All right. Well, I love you.
Yeah, great. I actually have probably forwarded these invite to this to several other people. So.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I'm gonna go ahead and cut you loose here. And I appreciate you calling in. Let's squeeze in one more call here before we move on and take our show back. So 347 caller, you're on.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, I know that.
Hey,
voice.
What's up? Thanks,
sweetheart.
How you doing? My name is Drifter. I know V. Hey, hon.
How are you, darling?
Hey. I agree that, well, it's a fact that NYPD is not allowing their officers to transfer to other departments because they're holding their CPI records, which keeps them from transferring. Also, I don't
stuck.
Understand.
It's like you're stuck in cement. You're not, you can't. You
yeah,
can't,
you're stuck. They
won't
keep you there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Also, how is it, if you look at the situation in Columbus, how is that we're not pinning a medal on that officer's chest? If you see that situation in real time, the amount of things that are going on, for him to make that assessment and put four rounds to stop a threat in that dynamic situation, we should be putting a medal on his chest. Four, yeah.
Wow. I didn't,
he hit it four times.
It was one shot.
No, it was four shots.
Wow.
Yeah. Fast.
He didn't hit anyone else.
That's right.
If you look at it in real time, and there was a fight to the right of him, in real time, astronomical, that he can make that shot,
absolutely,
that he can make that assessment. With all the things going on, we should be putting a medal on his chest and not trying to put him on trial.
Why don't you tell everybody what you used to do for a living?
Well, I'm a retired police officer.
Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah, I worked all my years in the South Bronx. And I worked on it for 7 years. 2000.
You retired?
Yes.
You got 3/4?
No.
Okay. I hear you.
Yeah.
So you vested out. You're still gonna get a pension after 20 years.
Well,
so
2021.
Yeah.
So I don't see how we're not putting a medal on his chest. If you see any police shooting, how do they take 6 months to investigate a shooting that the whole situation took 4 seconds for the officer to decide whether to shoot or not shoot?
Right.
Yeah.
You understand?
Good point.
That's
a good point.
They take 6 months, 52 experts, to see if the shoe was incorrect.
Right.
Correct.
I think pilots go through a similar kind of grueling process when they have some type of accident or something that they survive.
Yeah.
In their plane. Well, I can't compare cops to pilots, because pilots are really just cocaine abusing bus drivers.
Are they? I used to work for an airline. Please, I don't want to hear that. Oh my God.
All right, maybe in the '80s they were.
You'll be surprised to find out what bus drivers and school bus drivers can get away with.
Well, I knew a bus driver, a school bus driver that was a freaking full-blown alcoholic. I think he lasted 3 months.
our local crackhead street mechanic became a bus driver for a short stint before they found crack in the system. So,
say people can change.
You'll be surprised. No, he was still smoking crack. He just slipped through the crack.
Hopeful.
He should have moved to Oregon then, where crack is legal to smoke in public.
Right? Right now it is.
Seattle. All right. Well, what we have all of you here right now, and some of you, I'm Dahl. I'm the regular co-host for tonight, and I've just been kind of listening in on everybody here. And as law enforcement officers, how did you perceive the January 6th incident in D.C.? As law enforcement officers, did you see that as like something totally unmanageable and oh my God, or was it like, tell me, what's your perception of that?
I'm gonna let Drifter go first. Did you say, you said your name was Drifter, right, friend?
No,
yes.
I'm Dahl. Oh.
No, 347.
Okay, 347.
Well, there are times when people have to stand up for their constitutional rights. That's my opinion.
I totally agree with you on
that. That laws should follow the Constitution, and there are laws that are unconstitutional. And sometimes they put cops in a position where they have to decide if they're going to enforce an unconstitutional law or not. And there are a lot of laws that, in my opinion, are unconstitutional. You know, at one time slavery was legal, you know?
Yep.
So just because something is legal doesn't mean it's right.
That's right.
Because of the law on the books doesn't mean it's right. So we still have a constitution. And the constitution, they say, is the overriding law of the land, right? So little by little, our constitutional rights are being eroded, in my opinion. So you mean January 6th, people are expressing themselves. People are expressing themselves. There are people burning down whole cities, burning down federal buildings, burning down courts, attempting to burn down precincts with cops inside with no repercussions.
And look, let's not forget, that girl got shot unarmed.
Ashley Babbitt.
Ashley Babbitt. Let's remember her, because she was unarmed.
Oh, I do.
She was unarmed and shot.
And I have a
problem. Not only was she
shot,
where was the threat? There were police officers behind her. The police officers behind her
there were
didn't
cops
think
yelling.
She was a
Don't
threat.
Feel, there were cops yelling, yeah, absolutely.
So, why was that officer's name never released?
Right, but they're doxing
why
other
wasn't
officers
it?
Going to their home.
Why? Because you know what? Because, you know, through the grapevine, that officer's name was released. And he had expressed on his Facebook, the person that's alleged to be him, express on Facebook his desire to smoke some Trump supporters.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow.
So that is probably a reason why they're not releasing his name.
Right.
Well,
let me piggyback on that.
Moly.
Let me piggyback on
that. I didn't
that.
Know that.
This,
no, I didn't either.
The whole January 6th thing, I saw a lot of people's cell phone footage, and I believe we saw some street security cameras of one person allegedly walking over to the vicinity of the Capitol and planting pipe bombs, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Of everybody that went over there, I saw police officers standing away from and opening barriers, letting people flow into the area.
People through.
I
that
saw
was the problem.
Police officers open doors. Stand aside, flat against the wall, take selfies with people.
Giving people passes, putting pass stickers on people's chests.
Right. Letting them walk around the metal detectors. I mean, what? It's a joke. When you know that there's a detail, there are plans made ahead of time. You know that there's going to be, and I say detail means a planned event, right? So we know that there's going to be Trump speaking. So you have to have a certain amount of personnel. You don't have that personnel, you're not going to have enough coverage. If you think and estimate that there's going to be 200,000 people, you got to have so many on site and on the outside barrier standing by. They didn't have
that.
And from what I heard,
being that Trump was the president, so doesn't the Secret Service, tell the other agencies what needs to be done or not?
No, because I think Washington D.C. police are separate from Capitol Police and separate from the feds. So he has his own secret police detail. They stick with him. They make sure him and his family are out safely. And I know he was standing behind bulletproof glass, but he was covered. He was covered. But I saw the police in the Capitol doing things that would violate their own protocols, I'm pretty sure. And then to turn around and be like, look at these people invading. The majority of the people that went into the Capitol were let in, allowed in, welcomed.
Yep. A lot of more. Yes, let in, allowed in. A lot of them were with the crowd and the crush of the crowd. So some people had no choice but to go there once they got there.
Right. There were hundreds of thousands of people outside of the Capitol. And how many people actually breached it? A few hundred? And these people are still in jail, the ones that they've caught. And people have had their homes knocked on and visited by feds who said we tagged and pinged your phone as being in the area. You didn't even enter the Capitol grounds, but you were around it. You're getting a visit from the feds. What kind of stuff is that? We're not going to talk about
there's still door knocking.
What was that?
Still door knocking. And this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, from personal experience, Joint Terrorist Task Force showing up on your doorstep, not a great day. Not a good day at all. I've been there.
I wish you happy birthday. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, hell no. I only answered the door because I live out in rural area, and I thought it was the Mormons. Nobody comes to my house in suits.
Right. And then you had a bunch of crazy people climbing the walls. Remember that? How did that look?
Well, yeah. And then Antifa. Antifa was there. We knew they were going to be there. They were screaming and to come and arrest Antifa. They're breaking windows, and nobody did anything.
Right.
And it's a perfect excuse for the government to use the Patriot Act to surveil civilians and civilian conversations and to take conversations out of context and use that to persecute Americans for expressing their First Amendment rights.
Yeah, so they want to let murderers and rapists and killers and everybody out of prison because it's inhumane, but these people haven't even, these people, our fellow patriots, haven't even had their day in court. And they're still locked up.
Yeah, a lot of them are still locked up 23 hours a day. I mean, what do you have to do to be locked up 23 hours a day?
Solitary confinement.
That's Supermax. That's
Bin Laden.
Solitary.
On a Bin Laden.
Right. Right. But people that have firebombed police vans, people that have burned buildings knowingly with people inside are bailed right away.
Yes, and you can look at Portland. That's a classic example right there. Where it's,
and I'm
it's
right
acceptable.
Outside of Seattle. I'm right outside of Seattle here, and I've been covering this extensively. And now, you know, after Seattle says, oh, we'll defund the police, and by the way, they got rid of Chief Carmen Best, who you guys, she, when it came up that Seattle was hiring a new chief of police, they looked everywhere, all across the country. And the people in the community are like, whoa, we've got some really great candidates here. Why spend all that money all over the country going on this junket and wasting our money? And the public brought forth, these are good candidates. So you got Carmen Best, 26 years on the force, decorated, no citations, healthy African-American woman. They defund the police. They kick her out. We have Chaz. A bunch of black kids go up and shoot each other, and Antifa security shoot people. And now those families are suing the Seattle city of Seattle because they defunded the police. Now, it's not getting what you want. It's wanting what you get.
Right.
Right. And not only are the Antifa protesters rioters, terrorists, insurrectionists, getting let out, getting their charges dropped, they're also getting a payday in the form of civil lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. Wrongful arrest, so to speak.
They're winning at every angle.
They are.
They are.
And you know how many people were saying, oh, look at all these MAGA supporters or the Trump supporters beating down the doors of the Capitol, breaking the windows, doing this, crawling on the steps. And it was like, how many people can put on a MAGA hat and not be a MAGA supporter? Because I saw somebody named Jaden X do that, and
yes,
he was a
exactly.
proud BLM member and a proud Antifa supporter. And he said it himself in a Discord chat that he was going to go dress like a MAGA supporter, wear plaid and all this, all these stereotypical clothes that I think that people who support Trump wear. And if
yeah.
I put on a white hood and a white robe and that has a Klansman mark on the left part of my chest, can I pass as a Klansman? But am I a Klansman?
Right. Well, yeah. And he was paid by CNN as well. You know, he got
oh,
some
yes,
good paydays for that. He got some
twice.
Good paydays for that. So
he got paid twice.
And he was up front. He was up front driving everything.
And he met with a CNN anchor woman inside. Didn't she work for CNN?
But
she
yes.
wasn't
right, but
something. Ago getting she, shot. Wasn't that him taking the video?
Yes. And she met him inside, and he was like, we did it. And she's like, this is great. He's like, this is going to be the best movie you ever made. Because that's all CNN does is make movies. Let's face it. And people still watch that trash. Stop watching it. Stop watching it. Alphabet Soup, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, PBS, Fox News, everything with a letter in it, capital. Stop watching that trash. And if you do watch it with a skeptical eye.
Amen.
For comedy,
research them. Fact check the so-called fact checkers. And watch your eyes open up. I stopped telling you, when I started doing my own research, I was like, holy crap. The news didn't tell
the
me
same
everything.
Script.
I'm not supposed to. The same script. Every time you hear people say the same ass words.
Same
the
words.
Same words.
They got
the
marching
it?
Orders.
Yes, you know exactly. You know it's the same script. And I believe it was a, there was a network guy who was he was caught doing that. So they had all of these different news people saying the same thing, and they were able to put all of them together and make them play in unison. And it's embarrassing, but they're still doing it. They're still using these damn buzzwords.
Because there's no journalism anymore. There's no journalism anymore. They all piggyback off each other. And if one person says, my source, an unknown source, or a source familiar with, and it goes with their ideology, they're all going to jump on it, one after the other.
Widespread voter fraud.
My favorite is person familiar with the thinking of.
Right.
Who's familiar with someone's thinking?
Anonymous sources say.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yes, it is.
All right, so I'm going to take a break here in about 2 minutes. So you got time for one more quick conversation piece here, and then I got to take a break, and Dahl and I are going to take our show back.
Okay.
Thank you, Bruce.
So whoever wants in, have at it.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, Vito. Thank you, Drifter.
You're welcome, kids. I call you kids.
No problem.
Young, so.
Yeah.
You know, as a retired detective, that's what I always said to somebody, a cop, and I woke up and I see, what do you got, kid?
Thanks.
That was my catchphrase.
I can tell you were a detective because you don't shut the hell up.
Yo, they always like to hear themselves talk.
Hey, it's a funny story. The first time I went to this
there
bar
we
in
go.
Pennsylvania. Right, yeah, no, it's a funny story. The first time I went to this bar in Pennsylvania, this is about 2 years ago. I didn't know. I was new to the area. I'm checking it out. So I sit next to this man at the bar, and, you know, I'm asking him this, I'm asking him that, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, then he asked me, where are you from? I said, well, you know, I have a house nearby here. You know, I have a house nearby. He says, oh, I thought you were a cop. He goes to me. He says, well, what makes you think that? He says, you have too many questions.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Because let me tell you, in rural Pennsylvania, they all know their regulars in the bars over there. You know, they know exactly what to put on the bar when you walk in.
It's like in most rural areas.
Well, I guess I can only speak for Pennsylvania, but it's the craziest thing I've seen, man. People walk in there, as soon as you walk in the bar, boom, they're putting your Pabst blue ribbon on the bar. Who gets a Jägermeister? You know, you got women that drink Boilermakers. I'm like, what the hell is this shit?
Funny. All right, awesome
on that note,
everybody call in.
Yeah,
so great.
We,
I love this.
We got to do better. We got to do better with our profession as far as looking at the laws or walking away from certain things. I'm sorry. I'm retired, but There's certain laws that are unconstitutional.
Right.
And as officers, the first thing we swear is to the Constitution of the United States and the state of New York.
You take an oath. 100%.
And a lot of those laws are unconstitutional, especially some of the stuff they're passing now.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that because it's a medical state emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? Those are executive orders. With a 30-day limit that they stretched out for a year plus.
I'll say. And more.
And you know what? Everything they said, from the mask to the 6 feet,
has been proven to not be effective. That's right.
You know?
We know that.
Not effective. Mask, not effective. 6 feet, not effective.
Yeah, we just heard this.
Bunkering down, not
effective. That's right.
Yeah, not effective.
You don't do it for the
so
healthy,
when they say follow the science, I say that science is bunk because it's already been proven that it's false.
Going along, man.
Right.
All right, so on that note, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. It's commercial break time. Thank you to everybody here that made
Thank
the phone
you.
Call in today. We're going to clear the board
Thank you
and
very much.
Get back into what we do. Thank you, everybody. And we'll be right back in just a few short minutes here, so stay tuned. Oh. That didn't work.
The Proof Negative Radio Show.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie?
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for
you. Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
Get the brand new androgynous action person, G.I. Pack.
Cool.
G.I. Pack gets rid of all the fun and excitement of G.I. Joe and replaces it with self-righteousness and anger.
This dino won't tell me his pronouns. Take this, Nazi.
G.I. Pack comes with awesome accessories, like a commuter bike, a sword latte, and a cell phone with instant outrage self-reaction.
Pro-life people should die!
Awesome.
FBI bat's greatest foe.
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
Mike Pence.
Mike Pence and the evil right-wingers will stop at nothing to destroy GI Pat and it's up to you to fight back.
I won't share a meal with another woman unless someone else is present.
Right side of history! I'm dead.
Now you know your gender identity, and knowing is half the battle. Gender identity!
You are listening to the Proof Negative Radio Show live on freedomizerradio.com.
Racist LMG.
Is here, myself is here, and I guess V held over from before, so that's fine. But I promised everybody I would play at least one of the Broccoli Man stand-ups here, and I have two available, and then we can hit some news when we get back.
Sounds good. I'm excited. I like Broccoli Man. I love my vegetables.
I don't know if you even heard. I don't know if you heard any of Broccoli Man's stand-up. I created one on Friday, I think, Friday or Saturday, and then I went ahead and made one right before the show. So we'll hear one.
Oh.
If you want to hear the other one, we'll hear the other one. But this is his first one.
Thank you.
I want to hear him.
Hello, fresh air breathing friend. I figured I could do a few minutes on stage tonight. Thank you all for coming. I got kicked out of the health food store for not wearing a mask. Which is weird because I thought they were for people that enjoy health. So I was at Sprouts the other day. They do not pay their employees all that much. I go to the door. The mask bouncer up front. I think he gets minimum wage. He says, "Sir, do you have a mask?" I'm like, "Why are you asking me for a mask? Does Sprouts not pay you enough money for you to buy a mask?" I think it is rude to have a store tell their employees to beg customers for things. Employees should not be asking customers to buy them a mask. These stores are more worried about mask compliance than about making money. You think they pay their rent by telling the landlord we do not have $10,000 for rent. But we kicked out at least 500 customers a day for not wearing masks. You should be proud of us. Thank you. I went to the dentist last week. He said he would not see me unless I put on a mask. I said, "You are here to do my teeth cleaning. How are you going to clean my teeth? Mind control." He said that was not funny. Then he told me he voted for Biden. He lost the customer forever. These restaurants are crazy. I have canceled a few gigs because they want me to wear a mask while talking or singing to you all. Who wants to pay to go see someone who does not talk right because they are wearing several masks? They are crazy about masks. Between you and me, sometimes I think Creepy Joe and the pole model are lip-syncing. You never see their masks. I think they are hard to understand. They are so obsessed with the mask that they cannot even think straight. Seriously. It was Creepy Joe's birthday. They brought him a cake and told him to make a wish. You should have seen him trying his hardest to blow out candles on a cake while wearing three masks. He offered a contest in April. $500,000 to the person that makes the best improvement to the mask. I think I can win that money. I just have to throw that nasty thing in the trash. Thank you. I would donate the money to the food bank to feed people that cannot wear a mask. But seriously, restaurant owners are brainwashed. They make you wear a mask until you get to your table. It is sometimes literally right next to where you are standing. We have all seen it. Like the Rona is just waiting in the air. But it knows not to go near your table if you are seated. I know that. We all showed up at an Italian restaurant. We all used wheelchairs. They said we needed a mask to sit down so we cannot get Rona. I told them we were already seated. Rona could not get us now. 21st century problems require 21st century solutions. Thank you. I saw a lady at a Whataburger. She was eating her fries with her mask still on. She looked at her chicken sandwich and said, I am very hungry, I wish I could eat this. Her husband says to her, you can take your mask off to eat. She said, I do not want to risk it. Rona might be sitting on the table next to us. She took her sandwich to go. She is getting on board the next ship of fuel. But don't worry, she will get her back to it. Maybe you all can help me understand social media. Now everyone online is bragging about which vaccine they got. These people are out there representing the vaccine that is going to destroy them. Why not just brag about which microchip you get? Seriously. I do not know which one everyone is rooting for. In the 1970s it used to be about burger wars. Then in the 1980s it was about cola wars. In the 1990s it used to be the long distance telephone plans. Do you remember those? They used to mail us checks to switch our long distance service to them. Like MCI would mail us a $70 check to switch our long distance from Sprint. My long distance bill was $25 a month and they would mail me a $90 check. Then AT&T would mail me a $100 check next month to switch to them. People would ask me, Broccoli Man, who is your long distance company? I would say, whoever just sent me the last check. Then it became Internet Service War. We had America Online or Net Zero. Then in the 2010s it was about the Twilight movie. You were on hashtag Team Jacob or hashtag Team Edward. Now it is about what company you got jabbed in your arm. Like you are rooting for your favorite side effects. Guys, I am hashtag Team Moderna. People that get Pfizer are using brick phones. For real. Or get on board with Team Johnson & Johnson. They are much better than AstraZeneca. Someone told me they wouldn't be caught dead with someone that got the Moderna vaccine. I told them, don't worry, you will be caught dead after this next flu season. He called me a bunch of profanities. Then he had heart failure. Just kidding. He fainted when I told him my body, my choice. I have been wanting to know for a long time. Why does my body, my choice not count if it is about arm jabs and face diapers? But seriously, these aggressive liberals are bragging on social media about their side effects. I read about this one girl who was 24 years old and was paralyzed from the vaccine. And then she set her appointment for the next one in 2 weeks. That is what you call a slow learner. I just cannot believe it. You can go on Twitter and people are openly bragging and virtue signaling how they are unable to walk anymore after getting the vaccine. But they want everyone else to get it and they will get their booster shot. Some of them even take the time to remind us they are vegan and they voted for Biden. I am thinking it is a good thing that Bill Gates said he wants to depopulate the earth. These Biden voters should just rent a U-Haul, drive to Cuba, and get the out me country. Before I get out of here, I want to remind everyone to listen to the Proof Negative Radio Show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to freedomizerradio.live and listen to the truth. He has the best co-hosts and some of the smartest guests that we need to hear. Thank you, air-breathing friends.
All right, so that was his debut for stand-up comedy, Doll Envy.
Yay! Good job. It was good.
Well, I hope it was okay.
Yeah, no, it was
That's
great.
So kooky. It's so weird. My son listens to stories narrated with that same voice, and I'm always like, what are you listening to?
Like, yeah, my favorite line on that is, is everybody's rooting for their their favorite vaccine side effects.
Yeah. Yeah, mine are blood.
You can't walk in. Can't walk in. You're scheduling your 2-week checkup or your 2-week booster or whatever.
I
know. Oh, I know. It's terrible. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, some people are equating this to losing their life for the Vietnam War or something. Like they're dying in combat.
Right, and every day is 9/11. Everybody loves to compare everything to everything else. They love to reference World War II.
Well, remember, Creepy Joe last week said that the insurrection on the Capitol was the absolute worst, thing in America since the Civil War.
Yeah.
So that was worse than 9/11.
Well, he has
that was worse than World War One or Two.
Right. He has firsthand knowledge of the Civil War, so I expect something like that to come out of his mouth.
But remember, he's been in the Senate for 120 years.
Right. It's been a long time. Lots of experience. We need term limits already.
So do you guys want to hear his other stand-up that I did just right before the show?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I mean, if you're bored with it, we can move on. But if you want to hear it, that's fine.
Lay it on
us. Do it.
All right. This is his other stand-up experience.
Thank you, my healthy friends. Glad I can be here tonight. Hope you all are breathing air without wearing a fake diaper. These mask bouncers are crazy. I got kicked out of a restaurant the other day for not wearing a mask. The lady said we had to keep our masks on at all times or else we could not eat there. I said to her, you do realize you sell food. Food goes in your mouth. She didn't get it. Do you think I am here just to look at your food? For real? What do they think? Do you think I am going to stare at it trying to convince it to jump through the mask and into my mouth? Thank you. Do they think I will give myself a C-section and just insert the food in my belly? I think they do. The lady said I could feed my zucchini sticks on the side of my mouth. I said, even though when you touch your mask it is infected and you need a new one. She said I am wrong. She said she wore her mask for 3 days already and it is still fine. She washes her mask every week. Yeah, that is healthy. Like I am going to trust someone who wears a mask for 3 days straight on healthy food. So I left that communist diner. What a loser. These mask bouncers all think they are saving the earth. They brag about how they have asthma and still wear 3 masks. Crazy times, not I know. Like when the ambulance takes them away for lack of oxygen, the EMT driver fist bumps them for congratulations. Don't worry, we will put on your gravestone that he died to save the air for Bill Gates. That is right. I am also a vegan. Plus I voted for Biden. Seriously. They all virtue signal that they are losers. These mask bouncers are weak. They have no game. One of them said on my Twitter, Broccoli Man, if you come in my store without a mask, I will punch you in the face. I said, you do know you would be breaking 6 feet social distancing rules. He thinks he is tough. You are 5'8" and weigh 138 pounds. You do not have the wingspan of Mike Tyson. Then he said, I will kick you in the nuts. I said, you try that and I am trained in Muay Thai and kickboxing. I am trained in martial arts. I hope to see them someday. Another liberal said, I wish the Constitution would go away. I hate all 10 of the amendments. That's why I want to punch your ass in the face. I said, thank you for letting me know. I always carry my Second Amendment. I fight crime. Also, I can make sure you do not have the right to a fair and speedy trial. Besides, how will you use my butt to punch me in my face? He surely does not know physics. Most people do not grow their own food. They just buy whatever Bayer and Monsanto makes. A vegan will eat a GMO tomato spliced with the DNA of a spider goat.
Bananas one of the cheapest fruits to buy. GMO bananas are 49 cents a pound and organic bananas are 59 cents a pound. I ask people why they won't buy the organic bananas. They say they are on a budget and cannot afford it. For real. The bananas you chose will cost you 91 cents instead of 98 cents. You would rather save the 7 cents to give it to the hospital? Is it worth it to pay a little more to not have pesticide in your food? That is why people are sick. If you cannot afford a few cents more on organic food, then you really will not afford the hospital bill when you have diabetes and a heart condition. The hospital costs a lot more than the 7 cents. You should have seen his cart. He had organic healthy snacks like pork rinds, two of the 12 packs of Bud Light, and a carton of cigarettes. Healthy life. Like he protecting his body by wearing two masks and a face shield. I forgot. He had a 12-pack of Diet Coke. But do not worry. Michael Robinson Obama told him he was healthy. She really is a nice lady. Thank you. I like it a lot. But these mask bouncers though. I went to the Starbucks drive-thru to buy the office a round of drinks and snacks. One mask bouncer at Starbucks refused to serve me in my car because I was not going to wear a mask. I said my order is $68.39. Do you want my money or not? She said I can hand you over this food and coffees once you put on your mask. I told her I will put it on maybe one day. Like the 33rd of never in my lifetime. Thank you. Then I drove off. Left her holding the bag. Seriously though. If Creepy Joe, Dr. Fraudy, Michael Robinson Obama, or the pole model said that everyone has to go outside with their vaginas or Mr. Unlucky out for everyone to see, they would do it. Right? Tell them some stupid reason and the public would do it like trained seals. Yes. I am showing my kumquats to help fight climate change. I am doing my part. My junk protects you. Your junk protects me. Seriously, they would. But no one knows how to grow their own food anymore. Does anyone here grow their own? Okay, a few people here, that is good. I had some friends over my house last week. I offered to cook dinner. I went to my garden and said I will cook whatever you want. He said he cannot trust me. It does not come from the store. I said you GMO shill. I only grow organic food. What do you want? He said broccoli man. You are a conspiracy theorist. You take the seed out of a tomato, plant it in the ground, and you think a bunch of tomatoes will grow back. I'm like you dud. That's called gardening. Like he does not know my name. He said I do not have time to grow any food. I said then you definitely will not have time waiting in a bread line and have to scan your microchip. This saves time and saves the planet. He said only a Trump supporter or a proof negative show listener would believe that. Thank you. It's true. I then wanted to push his buttons. Wanted to see how dumbed down he is. So I told him. I said, do you want to hear a conspiracy theory? Do you know? Do you believe in heredity? If your parents do not have any kids, that you will not have kids too? Crazy, I know. He said I was lying. And that I need to quit listening to Joe Rogan. I then told him about how the price of gas went up a dollar this week. He said that's not true. Where I go the gas is always the same price. I always give them $20. That is how brainwashed these people are. These are the same people that believe that pizza is a vegetable. People that please. These people would get the microchip if a store required it or to go see a concert. My friend said broccoli man. If I get the microchip, God will understand. I have to feed my family. I told him you dud. It is definitely in the Bible to never accept the mark of the beast. He said to stop voting for Trump. Like you really think you will win an argument with God. I think God means no mean things. Anyway, we have to stand up now. We need to fight back against global tyranny. Please go to freedomizerradio.live. Check out the Proof Negative Radio Show. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time or 6 to 9 p.m. on Pacific Time. He has great guests and awesome co-hosts. Please check them out, they do great work. Stay free and do not wear face diapers, my air-breathing friends. Thank you and good night.
Please don't wear face diapers.
I hope that was okay.
It was great.
I want to hear you deliver that joke. I want to hear you say, please don't wear face diapers, my air-breathing friends. Please.
See, I love air-breathing friends. That was so funny. It's so funny because, like, I'll yell out my window, breathe, breathe, air-breathing friend.
So I don't know which of those two were better, but they both had their moments.
They're both good. They're both very good.
I want to hear an impersonation of Broccoli Man.
I love it. The cartoon is really cute. I mean, it's really funny. I like it a lot. And Broccoli Man looks good in his tights.
Who did the cartoon artistry?
Oh, I go through a company called Normal, so the situations are pretty much pre-made, and then I just add the robotic voice to it.
Okay.
That's fun.
So
that's
you
fun.
Haven't
Speaking
heard Broccoli
of...
Man until just now, I guess.
No, I've never heard Broccoli Man. I really thought I was going to hear about growing my own vegetables and, like, you know, living off the land. I could take advice from a stalk of broccoli, let me tell you. I'm open to anything now. After 2020, I'll listen to anybody if it's positive.
So Broccoli Man doesn't just do stand-up. He's a superhero that protects freedoms, and he grows food. He's pretty much a freedomist here. Anything we follow, he follows. So one last thing with Broccoli Man, and then we'll do some other stuff here, but I'll show you the one that we did last week called the Vax Passport. I'm not going to show you his song that he did last month, but he has a nemesis called the Wiretap that follows him because he doesn't go through the naked body scanner.
Oh, naked body scanner.
So,
at the airport? With the naked body scanner. Okay.
Yeah, so the Wiretap, his goal in life is to get a picture of Broccoli Man's junk.
Oh, wow.
So we'll hear what happened.
Oh, no. Okay. Not the Wiretap. Why can't you let me do my job this time, you United Nations shill?
You're green, dude. Why do make me have to come here and arrest you for resisting arrest? You are a major world terrorist due to not wanting to obey the government. Green dude, you are now required to disrobe this instant.
I am trying to do my job. I am trying to arrest this criminal for trying to steal some 40 ounces, a carton of cigarettes, a Play Chicas magazine, and some marijuana joints.
You are arresting him for no reason. He is taking less than $1,000 of products, so we will not arrest him or give him a ticket.
Hey, loser broccoli guy. I'm doing it all for the kids. I have a family to feed. Jesse, I also need a large pack of the smallest condoms you have.
You are stealing malt liquor, cigarettes, a porn magazine, and some pot for your kids. What kind of father gives their kids that?
Nanya, that's why. Maybe if you wouldn't get up all in my front door, you wouldn't be getting arrested.
Hey, I called the cops.
Thank you. Someone has sent in here.
I called the police because the broccoli guy did not show me his vaccine passport.
Oh my goodness. Was this a setup?
This poor skill-ice talk comes in telling this poor guy to put his stuff down and he was going to be arrested. He just came in here with no mask, no social distancing, and no vaccine passport.
For real?
When I ask him for his vaccine passport and he ignores me and tries to arrest this poor MS 13 member who is just trying to get some alcohol for his young children.
So Green Dude has no mask, no social distancing, no vaccine, no vaccine passport, and he did not go through the naked body scan ever. Now we can finally get a picture of his junk. We can crank up the PCR test up as high as we need to so we can frame Broccoli Man as a traitor society. At that instant he will have to come out with his pants down. Anything he says can and will use against him in a court of law. He will have no right to an attorney or a speedy trial because even Joe Biden said the Bill of Rights is no longer absolute. He can take the Constitution away whenever he likes. That is why he is such a loving president. Then we can make him take the latest vaccination so we can implant a tracking chip on his person.
Why would you call the cops on me? Don't you understand I am trying to help you keep your job?
I called the cops on you because I'm woke. Trans Hispanic Lives Matter. Yo.
Hey punk middle jack woke. Don't forget I need the smallest condoms you have. I'm getting some tonight as long as you hook me up.
Now we need to see your underoos green D-U-D-E-W-E and need less trick. More stick. I hate repeating myself. We need to see your underoos. We need less trick. More stick. By George, I hate repeating myself. Repeating myself.
Don't forget to charge this person's talk with a hate crime. He was trying to arrest me because I'm Hispanic.
No, I tried to arrest you for stealing and bringing a gun in a store.
You're green, dude. You will be arrested for resisting arrest, and for committing an act of hate speech, and for disobeying a crime officer because you failed to go through the naked body scan. In your face. Plus one count of not having a microchip and one count of not having a vaccine passport. You need to get vaccinated every Tuesday and Friday at precisely 4:20 a.m. for coronavirus. You getting a vaccine and a microchip turns you into a puppet until you pass on due to COVID. You getting a vaccine and a microchip protects me. Just like Jesse's vaccine protects you.
Exactly. I care about you keeping and protecting your freedom. So I called the cops to have you arrested. I did you a solid, player.
Now I need to go to my car and get Broccoli Man a mask. I can give you the Liberace mask I wore last week. Or if you prefer, I have one Michael Robinson Obama mask that someone left on the floor at GMO King. I am sure Michael Robinson Obama is a nice lady.
Everyone needs to hear me right now. If we do not say no means no, this is our future until the end of time. Please listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to freedomizerradio.live and check out his show. His co-hosts do a great job too and he brings guests that spit out mad truth. Please. Save humanity. Go to freedomizerradio.live.
Okay, green dude. We need to put a mask on you. We also have to give you a vaccine and get you the latest DARPA-approved microchip. Make way with the clothing right this very instant while I check your person for any $20 bills, dollar bills you owe.
Please help keep our freedom so America does not turn into a communist dictatorship. Freedomizerradio.live. Listen to Proof Negative.
Thank you, Arte, for getting these non-war people off our streets. We need to stand up for trans-Hispanic lives. Even if it inconveniences us, it is important for MS-13 members to smuggle kids, guns, and drugs across the border. Because this moldy broccoli is white, he will not get it. Tempted sucker.
Yo, Jesse, don't forget about my condoms you order loco in La Cabeza. I need the smallest condoms you have so I can get me some tonight.
We cannot let these liberals win. And we cannot let people steal things just because of their skin color or ethnic background.
Jesse, please give the nice young gang member who would not hurt a fly with his gun a box of condoms. On Broccoli Man's debit card.
You can take that purchase and shove it up your...
Hey Jesse, now Jerome, check it out.
I can't believe this nonsense we live with just to be politically correct.
You're green dude, jungle love, If you are hungry you can take a bite of me. Now let's hook up the PCR test so we can get Green Dude his microchip.
Alright, that was it. I know it was kind of corny, but it's okay.
Well, where does Broccoli Man go when he wants to drink? The salad bar?
Jamba juice?
Salad bar.
What do you call him when it becomes a ghost? Cauliflower?
Oh, yay. Good one.
What happens when you cross watermelon and broccoli? Feel a little melancholy?
I cracked myself up.
Oh,
that's a good one.
I'll be
Thinks
here
on
always.
Her feet.
I got you. Yeah, proof coming at you with all that.
Yeah, OEOEO.
I used to like that song as a kid. Now that song gets on my nerves because it sounds like a complete stalker song.
I think that's what it was. Is it Jungle Love?
As a kid, I didn't quite get that part, though, when he said, I want to take you to a cave, lock you up, and throw away the key. Oh, yo, yo. I didn't grasp that concept when I was a kid.
No, that's rapey now, by today's standards.
Yeah, definitely rapey. Oh, my goodness sake.
That's
back in the day,
for those that listened to this song, there was a huge hit back in 1986 by Paul Hardcastle called 19. Do you remember that song?
Yeah.
No.
I'm old. I'm 50.
Oh, okay.
I'm old. 45.
So, anyway, it's a hit song that Paul Hardcastle sang about the Vietnam War. And it was it was the number one dance song of the year. So just think you're in a club dancing to a song about people dying in the Vietnam War.
Right.
That's not good.
It was just the craziest thing.
That's really weird. It's a paradox.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's
it is.
It's a literal definition
yeah, you know,
of it, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's just so much going on right now. It's sensory overload. I mean, which disaster do you look at?
So true. I think around this time last year, we were looking at those hornets that were the size of a very large man's thumb.
Yeah, killer hornets.
Yeah, I thought somebody really took a crap in Mother Nature's cereal. Like, seriously.
Yeah, those things are nasty. Well, we were discussing, maybe it was last month, but Proof and I were talking on the show, what do we think the next false flag event's going to be? I mean, because they're not going to have impeachments, they're not going to have this and that, they're going to run out of scamdemic to threaten the people with, and in June, they were supposed to be talking about the government's knowledge of alien aircraft in military space and what they know and stuff. And Proof had suggested that perhaps they will do a alien invasion.
Yeah,
and
that's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, gosh, no, I was going to say, no, we go off topic on this show sometimes, and then this is kind of just all the way off topic. But I've been looking up this hologram stuff, because I'm pretty sure that anytime you get a cognitive Biden on TV or in front of a small group of people, I really think it's just a hologram.
Right,
and
yeah, like when he passed his hand through the microphone that was in front of him,
yeah,
that's not normal,
yep,
right?
Yep, and I have some articles I kind of cached because I wanted to share them, but we'll not talk about them, but like show proof. But yeah, some of this hologram technology, and they're running out of climate crisis, border crisis, impeachments,
right.
Insurrections, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, and scamdemic. And
mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see some really weird shit before the end of the year.
I'm going to say maybe there'll be a false flag.
You might see some weird stuff.
What's that?
There might be a, what was that?
There might be some weird stuff before spring is over.
What about like a risk of war with Iran, China, or Russia? Like, you know, just pick a country.
In the meantime, what's funny though is that if a world war started, it would be Iran, China, Russia, and the U.S. against the U.S. because they would invite those troops from Iran, China, and Russia to come over here and disarm Americans.
Right.
Because disarming us in the middle of a world war would be of utmost importance for them.
Right.
Yep, and at this rate, and what we're seeing people just in this little sheepleism compliance, you know, I've said this before, but, you know, the Jews, they got on those trains willingly because they were law-abiding citizens. And I always think to myself, where was the chaos? Why was there people not fleeing and stuff? They just looked so calm in those pictures. Not calm, frightened, uncertain, but they were just following a law. The Germans said did this, and the Jews were German, and they were law-abiding citizens. And it scares the crap out of me because I have seen myself step into, oh, well, it's because it says, you know, it's the law. And now I'm done with that. You know, they'll have to drag me kicking and screaming or just shoot me because I will not get on that train. And so many people need to step up right now. And things will probably get really weird before they'll even ever get better. If they get better.
Yes, they'll get better.
And I believe that God... I believe God has each and every one of us right where we're supposed to be in this point in time, and that no matter how small or large your personal role or responsibility is for mankind, now is the time to listen to that voice in your head. You know,
yes,
that voice,
amen.
Not a voice in your head, and people would just run with that. But that spiritual, that place you go to seek answers within yourself. Don't ignore that weird vibe anymore. If you get the weird vibe, trust it. It's probably something weird going on. And as far as weird stuff, what about this electrical pulse or whatever attack that happened on the White House this last week?
Mm-hmm.
Proof? Did you guys, anybody hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so I'm I don't even know what to call it. Strange thing at White House. No, wait, that's just Biden. Antifa.com. Oh, no, that just takes me to the White House. Did you know that, V?
Yeah.
If you type in Antifa.com where it takes you, it'll take you.
It was doing that for election season, too.
I know. Very
strange.
And if the government's so mighty and so great, why the heck can't they fix that one thing? I mean, and they're like, we don't know who owns it.
Deliberately. It's deliberately done, that's why.
Yeah.
Gaslighting. More gaslighting. We're gaslighting every which way we go.
Yeah.
You're looking it up now?
All right. So, yeah, U.S. investigating possible mysterious direct energy attack near White House. This was just this last week. Federal agencies are investigating at least two possible incidences on U.S. soil, including one near the White House in November of last year that appeared similar to the mysterious invisible attacks that have been led to debilitating symptoms for dozens of U.S. personnel abroad. So these attacks have happened other places in the world where our U.S. Military have been deployed. And multiple sources familiar with the matter say that while the Pentagon and other agencies probing the matter have reached no clear conclusions on what happened, The fact that such an attack might have taken place so close to the White House is really alarming. So I guess, like, for me, I'm wondering, are the people that got sick, did they have the vaccine, and was it 5G technology? It's just really super crazy, and I don't know. Pretty crazy.
I don't know. Wasn't that something like what was going on in California last year? There was some. I know when I was on Twitter before Twitter turned me off for unknown reasons. I was able to see somebody posted a recording of a radar, kind of noticing a strike of a laser coming from the sky, and it hit some acreage in California, like, you know, some woodsy area, and there started a wildfire. So a lot of people were saying that there were energy beams coming from either a plane or some type of satellite that was shooting down to the ground and causing fires. I don't know if you've heard this.
No, I have. And they call this the Havana syndrome. And it's a label given to unexplained symptoms that U.S. personnel in Cuba began experiencing in 2016. It involves a varying set of complaints that include ear popping, vertigo, pounding headaches, nausea, sometimes accompanied by an unidentified piercing directional noise. But the one that happened at the White House area was not a noise one. And then in a separate incident in 2019, a White House official reported a similar occurrence while walking her dog in a Virginia suburb just outside of Washington, D.C. last year. And the people who complained of it were all sickened. So, I'm just curious if these people that are experiencing this, aside from the people in Cuba, but they could have been exposed to this virus and then given a type of vaccine or something I think that they'll chip us and use 5G for population control. So if you got a big out-of-hand riot or something, they just turn up the 5G and everybody starts puking and goes home.
That's an insane image. Oh,
I know, but how crazy is things are so nuts that I don't even think this sounds like crazy talk to even me anymore. And I'm really down to earth.
I'm actually entertaining a whole flat earth theory right now from a friend of mine who's been doing all this research. So, yeah, anything's possible at this point. And believe me, there was never a point in my life that I would say that I believed that the earth was even remotely flat.
And I still don't.
But yeah, no, and you know, we have a responsibility as Americans. I mean, God has given us this great privilege to be born and live here and stuff, and to make it a place for our children. You see, you have children. I know Proof has children. I've got 5 kids, you know, and I know that everything I say and do today is for their tomorrow. Because I don't want them to live in bread lines. I don't want them to live in uncertainty.
Oh, well, wait a minute. You know what? I have a news article from Politico.
Okay.
Sent to me by Drifter, who was just on the air with us. He's sending this. It says that the Pentagon briefed top lawmakers on intelligence surrounding suspected directed energy attacks against U.S. troops, and officials identified Russia as a likely culprit. That's great. Why is Russia always a culprit and then an ally? Like, what's up with Putin being like
the Democrats need that boogeyman, so they force it. That's why.
There's so many boogeymen.
Yeah, and Joe's in bed with Ukraine, so.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Aren't they nuclear capable?
Oh, yeah. And also, you know, it makes sense because if they were testing that kind of stuff, Cuba would have been a perfect place for them to test it, Russia to test that on American employees. over there, State Department employees. So, no, and you know who's giving it to Russia? It's China.
Right.
You know, I don't think too many people talk about Israel being kind of not our ally. I don't even know if we should even go there.
Huh? No, we go everywhere.
Okay.
We do.
Oh, I thought you meant like, should we go to Israel? It's like, I'm not driving there, but if you
want to talk about Israel,
that's fine.
Yeah, no, everything's cool.
All right. Yeah, I mean, when I started looking into how they attacked one of our USS ships, and that ship was sent over there to listen to what was being concocted, an attack from Israel on another country, and it got hit with some missiles. It's like, okay, no, it's no retaliation on behalf of the United States, and swept under the rug, and life as usual.
That is probably where they were not supposed to be, unfortunately.
Yeah. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. You know, and it depends on the presidency or, you know, a lot with our relationship with Israel. I mean, I know that they're seen as an ally and stuff, but I don't blame them for not really wanting to put much faith in any kind of other government, you know, besides themselves. Considering history is all.
Thank you.
But yeah, so yeah, these are the kind of things that every day, you know, we show up for and we talk about. And like you said, you know, you were on Twitter, but they shut you off.
And
Twitter is brutal. Twitter is completely brutal. And sometimes I just like to poke the bear.
My account was suspended 2 days after the whole thing. It was January 8th, the whole thing at the Capitol happened.
No.
And I wasn't there. I was not in Washington, D.C. But it said that I violated Twitter rules. I was that I violated the rules against platform manipulation and spam.
Because some got retweeted a bunch, right? It's not your fault when that happens. I know, they're terrible. They took away tens of thousands of my followers. Still limping back to my...
I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's just I go there because I know they don't want me there. I get timed out all the time.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah. Yeah, so I think that V's going to be joining the Freedomizer family, folks. And
yeah.
So once we get her all dialed in and she picks her show name and information, we're going to bring that information to all of you so that you can tune in and support her show.
That'd be awesome. I'm excited.
I'm excited for you, too. Proof, I did make a commercial today, and
okay.
It took me 21 cuts. 21 really? Times.
So, did
yeah.
you label it ad promo?
No, I haven't sent it to you yet. I got
to
figure out how to...
Don't send it to me. Send it to the switchboard.
I will try to. I've got to change the file so that the switchboard will take it. I can't... The Audacity program will not work on my Apple laptop or my Apple desktop.
Oh. Yeah, you got to send it as a wave or an MP3. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. So I just have to convert it and stuff. But, yeah, it took me a while to get there. But, folks, so Friday afternoon, tune in, Alaskan Patriot Network. I'm bringing you some conservative common sense, Alaska current events, world events, ECT, you know. So, and that broadcast 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska time, 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yeah, and I've got some great guests lined up.
Cool.
We've had a musher. We had a musher on there. We had Mayor Ketchikan last week,
okay.
And some call-ins. Yeah, so I'm still looking for a co-host for that show, And when I do find one, I'll be happy to introduce that person to everybody. But yeah, so and so V, where can people can where can they find your content until you get your show running?
Well, right now I have a Telegram channel. I call it Break Free with V. That's V like Victor EE, and I put some content on there. I repost some other people's stuff from their channels that I follow, and I have an Instagram at Nydia's Truth. That's N like Nancy, Y, D like David, I, A, S, and then Truth, like you'd normally spell it. I used to have a Twitter. I do have a Facebook. It's VNID. It's V like Victor, EE, N like Nancy, Y, D like David. So I'm sorry I spell everything so fast. I hope everybody kept up with me. But you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram, and you can find me on Telegram. For now, since I don't have a Twitter account anymore, I'm not worthy, apparently.
No.
And you know,
yeah,
like, I had just
I check my Twitter like once every 2 months.
I wonder
don't
if,
like
is Broccoli Man barefoot like you are all the time? I'm just curious. This just came to me. I just had to ask you.
Oh, they don't have a way that I could change him out, so he is whoever he is.
Okay, well,
very fun.
I don't have a choice.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, goodness. Well, look at this. We survived another night here at Proof Negative Show. Love it. I love it. I love it. And you get some great co-hosts. And I mean, I'm not even talking about myself. I'm talking about Wendy and Sasha and everybody
yeah.
that is working with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Any notable guests coming up?
The rest of the week, not really.
Yeah, things are a little slow on that end. I do have irons
I've been
in the
looking,
fire.
But it's for later on in the month. So I don't want
to
people can change, so I don't want to put that out there until it's time.
Exactly. There you go.
That's smart,
there
yeah. Play it safe.
Yeah. All right, well, and if anybody would like to look at my content, it's DollarAndSin at Twitter, DollarAndSin at Facebook, DollarAndSin Telegram, DollarAndSin Discord, Alaskan Patriot Network YouTube, and then, of course, here on Tuesday night.
Awesome. I forgot. I'm on Gab, too. I don't really use it that much.
Yeah,
though.
Gab. I know. I'm kind of spread out there, too, a little bit, but, yikes. Happens.
Yeah, it does. Like, I have a Spreely and a MeWe, but I don't use it.
All right.
Yeah.
Right, that's it. So,
lots
of fun.
Good night, Proof.
Thank you. Thank
Thanks
you for letting me yell
at you, Grant.
Thanks,
everybody, for joining us tonight. Please support
you,
the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative Show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail.
Thank you.